Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Well, February is also Reproductive Health Month, and we kick it off with Dr. Jabulani Moloi, who's a fertility specialist from Joburg Fertility Clinic. Jabulani, very good morning and welcome to the show.
A very good morning, sir, and good morning to your listeners as well.
Do we in South Africa have, I suppose, a significant number of South African nationals who are struggling with issues of fertility?
Yes, South Africa's got actually an issue or some problem or challenges of infertility as well, like all other African countries and probably internationally, everybody has that.
And what would be some of the underlying causes for those challenges?
Yeah, really, if you look at the causes of infertility, mainly two. It's mainly coming from the female side, or it can come from the male side. And if you look from the female side, especially in developing country, the leading cause, it may be a tubal damage, then followed by conditions like endometriosis. And probably the third may be issue of ovulation, something like polycystic ovarian syndrome and so forth. Then it may be unexplained. Then coming from the male side as well, it may be issue related really to sperms, which may be obstructive, azoospermia, non-obstructive. It may be a low sperm count. It may be a failure of sperm to move, which we call that motility. As well, it may be abnormal sperm or abnormal morphology. Therefore, those are the actually leading causes of infertility in the whole world, including South Africa.
Some of those hereditary, I suppose, but others seemingly stress and environment related.
Yes. Lifestyle plays a major important role in general, in a way that especially if you're not eating a healthy diet, that can impact your actually even your ovarian function. It may even impact on your sperm production. And as well, exercise also may have an impact on that. And the biggest problem which we have in the world, and even South Africa as well, is obesity. And obesity itself have a big impact in reduction or causing a lot of challenges to get pregnant.
And easy to treat some of these conditions or not so much?
Yes, I think technology or reproductive medicine have advanced in most of those conditions. As you say, you know, we're talking of genetic or chromosomal. We'll talk about it probably later. But if we look at overall treatment of infertility, I can say we've got four methods which are actually advanced to do it. We can use what is called ovarian induction, which we use only medication in those patients who are not ovulating and then help them to ovulate. In this condition, when you use that treatment, both partners should have no problem at all, except that the female part cannot ovulate. The second important, the second treatment we can offer is what is called intrauterine insemination. This is a treatment basically for a man with a low sperm, that we're talking of a sperm which is between 10 and 50 million, not anything below 10 million, because that is already falling into another category. The next other treatment form which you can provide is called IVF, which is an in vitro fertilization. In this case, it's a treatment specifically for women with infertility. In a case where men usually is normal. Now, in a female, therefore, it will be something like a tubal problem. It will be fibroids. It will be endometriosis. It will be a severe PCO, which is not responding to treatment. Then the last one, we call it ICSI, which is really an advanced form, and specifically to help male with all what I talked about, with a very low sperm count, with abnormal sperm, where we really take the sperm and look for the best of the sperm and inject it in the egg for pregnancy to happen. Or we can, those are basically the sperm count, low sperm, low concentration, low motility, and even the structure. Therefore, ICSI is basically helping a male partner with challenges of infertility.
Let me ask this then as a parting question, Dr. Moloi. This is from a listener, and I'm presuming a female listener, wanting to know whether it is possible for someone who is of the age of 50 to still have a child, and what can a person use to have a baby at that age?
Yes, it's very possible for a person over the age of 50, probably until 55, to conceive or to have a child. Now, usually the method which can be used to assist such a partner, because we know really around 50, the ovarian function has ceased. In other words, you're not producing eggs anymore. Therefore, you don't have basically your eggs as a 50-year-old. Then we'll resort to what you call a donor egg cycle. In other words, you get somebody to donate egg to you. It can be your sister or it can be somebody you don't know. Then we prepare the eggs with your husband's sperm and then fertilize in the lab and then prepare your womb. Then preparing the womb, it means that we need your womb to be in what is called a luteal phase, whereby the plantation can happen. Then we implant that embryo or the blastocyst and the pregnancy happens.
All right, I'll leave it there, Dr. Jabulani Maloi. I think the listener did get the essence of what can be done. Fertility specialist from Joburg Fertility Clinic.